Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Jephthah was the result of an inappropriate relationship, quote, the son of a harlot, Judges 11, verse 1. As such, the sons of his father's wife, quote, drove Jephthah out and said to him, you shall have no inheritance in our father's house, verse 2. This longing for belonging was evident when the elders of Gilead recruited him to battle the Ammonites. He reminded them of this, quote, did you not hate me and expel me from my father's house, verse 7. Thus, his one request, if he defeated Ammon, quote, shall I be your head, verse 9. Now, with the Spirit upon him, he can almost taste the victory, not just over Ammon, but over the wrongs done in the past. Did he hope to establish a dynasty so that not only he but his whole family would be recognized? But Jephthah isn't just counting on the promise of fickle neighbors. He makes a vow to the Lord, quote, if you will indeed deliver the people of Ammon into my hands, then it will be that whatever comes out of the doors of my house to meet me, when I return in peace from the people of Ammon, shall surely be the Lord's, and I will offer it up as a burnt offering. Verses 30 to 31. The battle was epic, and, quote, the people of Ammon were subdued before the children of Israel. Verse 33. But when he returned to Mizpah, quote, there was his daughter coming out to meet him, and she was his only child. Verse 34. Oh, the heartbreak. There is debate whether Jephthah actually sacrificed his daughter. Rather, it seems, she was to remain a virgin. Quote, he carried out his vow with her, which he had vowed, she knew no man. Verse 39. Some say the best translation reads, quote, I will consecrate it to the Lord, or I will offer it for a burnt offering. In any case, Jephthah's hopes of a dynasty vanished that day. Yet, there he is in God's dynasty of faith. In Hebrews 11, all by grace alone.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.